To end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men, and now they want me back again, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old Julie.
That's Phil Oakes, and he sums it up pretty good. Phil Conlon is here, and Phil, we should announce we have a demonstration in Hamilton.
On this coming Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Federal Building, and that is against the war in Iraq, it's against war in Iran, it's against NATO. It's telling us to bring our troops home where they're not needed and not wanted, and it'll be a nice demonstration.
That's 55 North, what is that? Do you have the address there?
I don't have the address, but I know it's the Federal Building, and if you're in Hamilton, you know where the Federal Building
is,
because there's only one of them.
And it's Saturday
at 1 p.m.
1 p.m.
Yeah.
This coming weekend, there are going to be many demonstrations, we're told, around the world. And so check your local listings. people should turn out. This is a time to be heard, just as Tamara Lawrence indicated. Tamara laid out a lot of problems that people tend to compute when they talk about NATO. I mean, we do the geographic thing, pointing out that North Atlantic is not the Persian Gulf. The mission statement of NATO had nothing at all to do with anything except the North Atlantic states. But it has grown into this strange monster. And it's one that Donald Trump likes. He says NATO should take over. Well, of course, that's like saying my left hand ought to take over from my right hand. And my right hand wants to rest. I mean, this is ridiculous. But Canada's caught up in this. Trapped would be a good word. So people should attend those demonstrations. And we should talk about, actually the big one. Let's understand that in Iraq, which we have now chosen to pretend is not talking to us, that is to say we don't repeat that we've been requested, told by the Parliament of Iraq to leave. And we're getting some people enthusiastic because Defense Minister Singh said, when we get a formal request, of course, we would do that. What he means is he's going to play for time, together with his NATO allies, and hope that there will be a change of government. Because none of the NATO gang are going anywhere. They're all intending to create a continual war atmosphere. Where are we now? Since the assassination of the Iranian general in Iraq, we are actually in a worse position that the Western states, Canada and France and the UK, actually Germany and France are speaking in a more hostile way towards the Islamic Republic than they were before Donald Trump committed this heinous act, which was even by his own Congress called out as reckless, bizarre. There's a lot of words, but follow the bouncing ball. Where everybody has managed to to position themselves to be more hostile and more adversarial towards the Islamic Republic and quietly, not noticed, towards the government of Iraq than they were prior to this. So, don't be fooled by the false advertising. The France and Germany saying to the Islamic Republic, you better adhere to that treaty about not developing your nuclear capacity, which, by the way, is not the same thing as manufacturing weapons. Be very clear about that. Just even the capacity to continue their own nuclear facilities, which were initiated under the Shah, and everybody thought it was a great idea. So when it became the Islamic Republic, which is to say not U.S. property any longer, then it's a bad idea. But at any rate, the United States tore up publicly and with glee the treaty which Iran had agreed to which said, okay, we'll follow the procedure in such a way that we would not have, we will do research, but it will be monitored, and it will not violate, not put us in the zone of the capacity to develop a nuclear weapon. That was agreed to. And when the United States tore that up, they only get to tear up their part of it. Germany, France, they didn't tear their part up. And as far as I know, UK didn't tear up its. However, now with the US gone, and they're the principal adversary and antagonist to the Islamic Republic, France, Germany, and UK are turning to the Islamic Republic and saying, oh, but you have to adhere to it anyway. And but adherence to the treaty was supposed to end sanctions and to develop and to make it possible for the Islamic Republic to continue with its own economy, to have an economy. But the U.S. has a sanctions policy. And so actually what's going on is France, U.K., Germany are trying to continue to starve. They're not saying, oh, and by the way, if you adhere, of course, we'll keep our banks open to you. We will make funds available. We will unfreeze your funds, which are yours, which are taken from you by us. All those things are supposed to happen. They're not happening. That is not what's happening. So, as I say, follow the bouncing ball. Don't worry about, you know, the blandishments. So we have another issue here, in my view. Canada has become now a voice in this matter because of the shooting down of the Ukrainian plane in the territory of Islamic Republic. This shoot down occurred after Donald Trump unilaterally, without consulting Canada, by the way, he didn't tell Canada he was going to do this. Canada had troops on the ground. He didn't say, oh, by the way, I'm going to murder somebody. He's big. He is an ally. The man murdered, General Soleimani, is an ally of the Iraqi government in that he's a guest of theirs. He is not an opponent of theirs. But the United States did not like him. He was on his way to a meeting with the prime minister of Iraq, and his mission was to facilitate possible talks between Saudi Arabia and Iran, which would be a major contribution to reducing tensions. By the way, Canada hasn't pronounced itself on whether it thinks that's a good idea. I would think they don't, because at the end of the day, almost every time the Canadians make a definitive statement, it's against the Islamic Republic. It's not for, they say they want to de-escalate, but the language is a language of passive aggression. For example, today, the foreign minister, Mr. Champagne, he says, we are negotiating, we're talking to Iran, and we want, we are demanding that they give the black box of the plane to France, to Paris. They said, and why? Well, because, see, you have to put on your colonial hat, because white people in Europe are better at this stuff. There are no scientists in the Islamic Republic, no scientists in Ukraine. The only scientists are in Paris. You know, we'll all be more comfortable if you give it to a NATO member. And let's identify a problem. Macron says he wants to send warships to the Gulf of Hormuz to guarantee traffic at the Gulf of the passage of Hormuz, and also he's taking an adversarial position on Islamic Republic. But you are demanding, Canada, you're demanding that Iran give the black box to Macron. That's what it is. I mean, let's not play scientists and independent committees baloney. You're talking about quasi-war circumstances where you're asking the Islamic Republic to give something to an enemy and say, here, look at this and tell me what you think. Well, we know what he thinks. He's thinking regime change for you. They're all agreed on that. They're all working to try to create regime change in the Islamic Republic. So this is actually, that's escalation. You're not actually, if you're saying you demand, you're also insulting somebody else. And this is where, this is a Taylor Report in the final 2 minutes, so I was going to tell you what actually happened here with this announcement about the shoot down. Here's my guess. The Islamic Republic has good relations with Ukraine. Ukraine flies in and out. They have the commercial aircraft. So the Ukrainian plane, of all the planes, ends up being the one that is accidentally shot down, which is very damaging to the interests of the Islamic Republic and potentially will lead to the non-flight of Ukrainian planes. Now, Ukraine says, we want to investigate. And Iran said, fine, in the first hours, come and investigate. It's your plane. It's our country. Both of us have responsibility. Canada had passengers on the plane, but that's not, this is, we're talking about a Ukraine plane and their investigation. So they were there on the ground. They had, they were arrived when the Canadian Prime Minister says, oh, we say it was shot down. And Ukraine said, at that time, President Zelensky, if you have information, please share it with us. No, never happened. But Ukraine said, we're doing an investigation. You have information? Let us see it. But clearly, Ukraine was going to be the one that announced that it had been shot down, and Ukraine and the Islamic Republic would have agreed with that. To this day, the Ukrainians are saying, at this moment, that they're the ones who knew and were going to announce it. So a NATO member preempted and said, oh, by the way, it was shot down. Yeah, you guys who are not part of the investigation have your own intelligence. You didn't share that. You wanted to get to jump the queue, as it were, and get this ball rolling in the wrong direction. There's nothing wrong with the Islamic Republic's cooperation, nothing wrong with the handling of this by President Zelensky. He said, President Zelensky is headed for trouble because he's running an independent government. It didn't used to be independent. Under Poroshenko, it was NATO ground zero. And Zelensky is not, he ain't Poroshenko. And guess what? He got 70% of the vote. So the people of Ukraine like the idea of having their own country and independent. And it's their investigation that we're messing with. So this has been the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. We'll see you next week.